Wow, I think I had a kink in my neck, man, from headbanging. If you just joined the room, we are doing a live interview with Jesus Joshua 2415. We have Will and Bobby in the room with us, guys. Hey, the link they're putting up here, you can order their CDs from, man. It'd be a great Christmas gift for yourself. And I really not that expensive. And he just got a new CD that they just put out, I think it was last month when they put it out. And it's called Three the Hard Way. Will you guys explain about this new album? I knew you guys had a little problem with getting this album out. Could you talk about this new album a little bit, guys?
Well, we wouldn't have had much problem if we hadn't had you bugging us all the time, Dale. Before we go any further, I want to say that a big thank you and shout out to the Rockin' Rev, Jim Bishop, who's been who's an old friend and a great supporter of the band.
And we mean old.
And we do mean old, yes. Matter of fact, Jim, did you get that hip fixed?
and we do mean old.
But Three the Hard Way, there you can kind of read the read it and see a bunch of different meanings out of it, but basically it's our third CD and we did it the hard way. But
you get it.
Yeah, Bob, you're really funny. Shut up. No, you don't have to hit me, Bob. But anyway, don't make me puke on your mic. But anyway, the CD, if you want to see a deeper spiritual meaning, you know, you think of the three nails that Christ took. Basically, the whole CD is one sermon. It's just different parts of a single sermon, and it's all about it's pointing to Jesus. It's about the plan of salvation, and it's about everything that we stand for. There's not one song on there that's not meant to be anything more than a glorification of Christ. And it's all about preaching. You know, there are a lot of people who are afraid to preach, and that's fine. And there are bands that are not meant for that, and that's fine. I certainly don't want to disparage that. But our mission is to preach the gospel, and so that's what our material is writing. And if was my lovely assistant want to talk?
Only thing I can say about this CD, Dale, is that I'm very close to it. I get so close into when we do a CD. I've got so much that I got to do on these things that I really don't get some of this stuff till months on down the road, you know. So right now, as far as what I think about the CD, I was just seriously wrapped up in being obedient and getting the sound and getting the music according to the Spirit. And so some of this stuff, you know, you guys are going to have to give me feedback and tell me, because I'm too close to it still. I mean, you know, in the course of it, I listen to those tracks so much, I really don't want to hear them anymore.
Bob, we do have to play them live. You know that.
Just remember, they're fresh to everybody else, but I need a break.
You know, it's funny because, you know, you said, this is your third album. You know, and if you go to, like, the Christian boards or if I read reviews, it's like the big buzz. I mean, this is a great album, man. This is by far the most solid thing you guys put out. But it's almost like a new buzz, like you guys like a new band, and you guys have been together for 11 years. You know, do you sense that when you read the post? I mean, a lot of good stuff is coming across that I read about the band. You know, of course, you get your guys that don't know Christian music or metal, so you got to bypass those people. But have you noticed that, like there's like a new, like this is new buzz, like do you, like you guys are like a new band? Does it, now what I'm trying to say, does it kind of surprise you?
No, not really, because, you know, it takes a long time for God to prep his people to do a work, you know. God called us to this band, and it doesn't always happen overnight. I mean, look how long it took Moses, you know, to get where he was getting to. So it takes a long time. We have a lot of junk within our lives that God has to continually pound and get out of us, and we just have to be kept put back in the fire and to be refined over and over. And we knew, you know, we were not in any hurry. We're not trying to be rock stars or anything like that. Like I said before,
speak for yourself,
Dale,
Bob.
We're just trying to be obedient, and the more we're obedient, the farther along we get with this thing. But, you know, there's so much that we can preach and teach about just what God's done in our individual lives as band members over the last 11 years. And if it never went anywhere, there's four guys in this band that Jesus Joshua has changed our lives and got us through this life over the past years.
I think one of the things that people need to realize is when you're not after what the world says you need to be after, what the world measures as success. I'm not knocking that, but the measure of success that we based on is whether or not God approves, and you know, we tend to think that we're going to get into a Christian band and we're going to do all this and then we're going to get signed and we're going to go out on a world tour and this, that, and the other. And there was a time in my life when that certainly was appealing, but I cannot sit back and say that if it were all to end tomorrow, I wasn't successful in what I'm doing. The only measure of success, as far as I'm concerned, I think as far as Bob and Jay and Steve are concerned, is whether or not we were faithful to the call that was on our lives. And sometimes you know only history can really be a fair measurement of that. You know, we've never had our sights on what the world says. You know, this is our third independent CD. And somebody is going to get ministered to by this, and it's going to have nothing to do with what the world thinks it should. And I'm not knocking how people go about their business, but I think as far as Jesus Joshua is concerned, we don't measure our success based on what everybody else does.
Hey, Bobby, I know you guys ain't trying to be rock stars. That's why I pray for Will all the time, man. He's God lays it on my heart to pray for him at all times, brother. So don't worry about it. I'm on my knees praying for him, man. That's just a joke, guys. If you just join the room, I'm just razzing with the guys a little bit. Hey, boy, we'll play a song off in this album, and I'm going to ask you guys to tell us about the song. I mean, it's pretty plain and simple, By God. So can you guys tell us a little bit about this song?
By God was one of the first... Excuse me. It was one of the first songs written on this CD. It's a first track on this CD. It was written, and I can't remember what the inspiration was for it, because I mean, just God did so much over this CD. I have to get my instruction, get the song down, and move on. But I would have to say it's probably just a song of praise, as near as I can tell at this point. I wish it was deeper than that for me. But I got a lot of stuff going on, and as far as I can remember, it was just... I remember that when we went to write this CD, that we had to go someplace different. And so I was just pushing to go someplace different, and just God gives me the lyrics. And some of it is me singing about writing out of personal issues, about things that I've gone through and everything, and that's all I got to say about that.
I remember when Bob first brought the lick to us. It was one of those songs. Very, very rarely do we actually jam on something. We might jam on a riff and we'll record it, or Bob will say, "Well, I've got an idea for something. I want to try it out," and we may never actually hear that lick again for months until all of a sudden he'll say, "Okay, I got the song." And we came in, and kind of like the song You're Wrong, which was a song that we jammed on as a band, actually back before Steve joined, as I recall.
Yeah.
And we had pretty much all the parts, we just didn't have it refined. And this song came about like that, except, as I recall, when we first started doing the sessions for By God, pretty much most of the arrangement was already done. It was just a matter of learning the parts. As we were sitting down and working on it, it really took shape really, really quickly. And a lot of this material on this new album did. It took shape fairly quickly. There was a couple of long stretches, but most of the new material came out in quick succession.